Today we have the feast day of Blessed Catherine Drexel, one of our own Philadelphia saints, future saints. She was a millionaire who became a saint. Now, she's a fascinating story. Her father was a national banker, one of the wealthiest men in Philadelphia. They had their own private railroad car. They lived in high society and certainly one of the great families of Philadelphia. It's also interesting to note that her father was a devout Catholic. Every night he would spend a half an hour in prayer. And Catherine's mother died when Catherine was just 6 months old, so Catherine never knew her mother. Her father remarried a devout Catholic woman, and this woman would often take in the poor into their home and be very generous to the poor. That's perhaps where Catherine learned her great charity towards the poor. Eventually, Catherine's stepmother died, and in fact, Catherine nursed her for about 3 years before her stepmother died of a terminal illness. And that made a deep impression upon Catherine because she had, up to this point, was a virtuous young woman, but had never really thought much about giving her life to God or dedicating her life to God. But when her stepmother died and she really realized the shortness of life and how much she should be focusing on eternity. So eventually she traveled to Rome. She had actually traveled all throughout the world, most parts of the United States as well. But she went and she met with Pope Leo XIII, and she asked him to be more concerned about the missionary work. Catherine was always interested in work towards the Black and Indian missions, and she asked the Pope to send more missionaries to Wyoming to help out her friend Bishop James O'Connor. And the Pope said to her, "Well, you've been very generous in giving of your money to the missions. Why don't you yourself become a missionary?" And that really took her by surprise, and that made a deep impression on her. And when she went back to the States, she began to do missionary work herself. She actually entered the Sisters of Mercy and was on her way to becoming a religious sister. But then she felt God calling her to establish her own religious congregation for women called the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament for the missions. And she left everything and began her religious order. And, of course, the newspaper headline said, "Young woman gives up $7 million. That was in the headlines in 1889 when she entered religious life. So she would spend the next almost 55 years, working for the missions. She established schools all over the South in 13 different states. She set up 40 different mission centers, 23 rural schools, and altogether during her lifetime established about 50 missions for the Indians in 16 different states. Perhaps the crowning achievement was when she founded Xavier University in New Orleans, which was the first university in the United States for blacks. At age 77, she had a heart attack, but she survived and lived 20 more years. She didn't travel anymore, but she spent the rest of her life, the last 20 years, in prayer, in solitude, and preparing her soul for death. She died at the age of 96, and in 1955. Do any of you here remember when Catherine Drexel passed away? Anybody remember? Okay, a couple hands back there. So it was apparently some people that are living today knew her quite well up in the Philadelphia area. And they've been interviewed, of course, and her cause is progressing quite well. She was beatified by Pope John Paul II in 1988. And God willing, she'll be canonized within the next few years. They're still waiting one last miracle for her canonization. So we should pray that one of our own saints here in the United States will actually be officially canonized. Right now she's still at the state of beatification, but we do hope and pray that she will one day be canonized. And I think she's an example for our society today. Our society has a great desire, many people have a great desire to make millions of dollars and to do all these things, and yet she gave away $12 million during her lifetime. So she had everything the world could want, but she found out where true happiness lies, which is in serving Christ and the poor.